Back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Time for our bi-weekly chat with the Minnesota Farmers Union, and I have President Gary Wardish on the line. How you doing today, sir?
Pretty well, Dustin. As I said earlier, the sun is shining, so we got to be thankful.
You know, getting ready to go into December here today, actually are in December here today, and seeing that the sun is still shining and there's no snow on the ground and temperatures actually above normal, I'm not going to complain.
No, it isn't. We had a tough fall, but now it's a little bit better, a little bit more livable right now.
Yeah, I know some farmers were asking where this was, a couple weeks ago, but, you have to hit what's pitched, right?
That's right. We can't control that.
All right, so as we're talking here today, I know one thing we talked about, we talked our last visit before the convention, and we had the folks on from 40 Square during the convention when I was up there talking about their program and the cooperative they've got going on. Now, the deadline, December 15th. Gary, let's talk a little bit about that program once again for people that may have missed out on it.
Well, I think it's just, it's another option out there for the farmers. Basically, the farmers fall into the individual marketplace, so it is another option for them. And just encourage them to take a look at it. The best part, it's going to be run by a local board of directors, and, hopefully it should be more responsive to our needs. So, it's another option out there. It probably won't work for everybody, but, I would encourage people to take a look at it and go onto the 40 Square website, or you can contact one of our Farmers Union agents to help you through it, too. But, just encourage people to give it a look.
And it's a great option, with the option available from the Minnesota legislature allowing the cooperative-based health insurance. It was a great way for them to form a cooperative for the purpose of making it easier for farmers who, on the individual market, times are tough. Commodity prices aren't great, and you have to come up with insurance for your family when prices are low, and this helps give them, hopefully, just another option, like we just said.
Yeah, and the cooperative system has worked, pretty well for us, and this is another attempt, and hopefully we get this off the ground and be more responsive to our needs.
All right. Another thing I want to talk about today, of course, is, it's going right before the Senate here, and that's the tax reform. I know the House has their own version. The Senate has a version now. Just trying to get the Farmers Union opinion on these tax bills that are going on.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, our biggest problem with it is it adds the $1.5 million to the deficit, and that puts it out with the PAYGO rules that we have that the legislature or the Congress has to deal with. Is if you add to the deficit, you have to cut spending in other programs. And, that does put at risk some of the spending for the farm bill issues, and it'll make it very hard to pass future farm bills, too. But, we all want simplification of our taxes, and everybody feels like we pay too much taxes. But, right now on the farmer's level, the property tax is more of a concern than income tax. But, we'll keep working. It does appear like they're going to pass something, and it's got to go to conference committee. But we do have some concerns. The loss back carry back provisions, you can only go back 1 year, and that's a concern. 2 years back, we had some good years on the farm and paid taxes, and with some losses, maybe we could recover some of that. But it's still being worked on. But as I said, the biggest problem we have is adding to the deficit.
I know that is a concern. I know a lot of farmers looking at tax bills, and it's not just simple cut and dry. It's a matter of what works, what can work, and what's going to be best for the budget when you get all said and done.
Well, that's right. We all want simplification, but I'm not so sure that this is actually going to make it easier to file the taxes. But we'll see what the final product comes out in the end.
And, of course, even if it passes the Senate, there's going to be conference committees, and usually that's where stuff ends up getting ironed out more and more once the initial bills are passed.
Well, that's true, and hopefully some of those provisions can be ironed out a little bit more favorable to the farmer. And another problem is the corporate tax rates are permanent, and the individual tax rates are cuts. They some of them disappear as soon as 5 years, so that. That's a concern too. The corporate tax stays there, and the individual ones we might get a little tax break on our taxes right now, but then a few years down the road we might be paying higher taxes.
All right, and as we get ready to wrap up here today, of course you had a great convention here just 2 weeks ago. You guys debate policy and what's going to be the Farmers Union stance going forward for the next year. What kind of things came out of that, and how'd the convention go?
Well, we had a very good convention. I was worried about, with the late harvest, it would affect the turnout. But sudden, very good turnout and good policy debate on the issues. Obviously coming out of there are the farm bill, getting a farm bill, adequate safety net, support for renewable fuels, you know, health care. Then, you know, those are the biggest, you know, items before us. And, you know, then that is what's the biggest items before the farmers right now.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be keeping in touch with things. And then, of course, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we'll see what happens with these tax bills, where things are. And we'll see, hopefully get more information on farm bill progress. And we'll have more to talk about here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's sounds good. Thank you, Dustin.
All right. That's President Gary Wordish of the Minnesota Farmers Union here on the Farm Show. We'll be back after this.